Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Let's do a bit of derby debate with MJ in the studio. Morning, MJ. And,
morning.
Liverpool writer Steve Hoare as well. Hello, Steve.
Morning, Steve. Morning, MJ.
Good morning, mate.
Morning. So how are we feeling about the derby, Steve, on this Monday morning on Christmas week? The little one's not feeling so good about it.
Yeah, a little bit nervous, a little bit apprehensive, but looking forward to it nonetheless.
Yeah. Right, where's the war going to be won? Divock Origi's described it as a possible war tonight, MJ.
Well, you probably look at the midfield battle, aren't you, I think? And it's probably a bit cliche to say it, but I think Everton have going to have a lot of legs in there tonight. And I think you're seeing that blueprint against Arsenal where you had Idrissa Gueye, James McCarthy, and even Ross Barkley chipping in as well and doing a lot of hard work in that area of the pitch, disrupting Arsenal's rhythm. And that was where Everton kind of managed to get the foothold in the match. And I think Liverpool in that area this season with Lallana, Wijnaldum and Henderson have been really, really good, really fluid, moving the ball quickly. So I think if Everton can disrupt Liverpool in that area and build from that position, then that could be key for them. But if Liverpool, as they've done to a lot of teams this season, overwhelm teams with fast passing, energy, intelligence in that area of the pitch, then I think that could be the key for them.
It was sort of typical, Steve, that Everton would get that win last week and set this up in the way it has done.
Yeah, I was watching that game actually, and for the first 20 minutes or so, I thought Everton were terrible. And then it seemed like Arsenal's goal, kicked them into life a little bit. And then from then on, Everton were much the better team. And that was an atmosphere that Goodison, it's what it should be like, really. I think MJ would agree. That's what Goodison should be like. It should be hostile. So if they can produce that, that type of performance and get the crowd on the side early, then it's going to be really difficult for Liverpool, I agree.
Well, one of the problems Everton have had is starting games, isn't it? It's been a continuous theme throughout the course of the season. They're slow. And no one really understands why they're so slow to get going in a game.
Well, I think the problem lies in the fact that Ronald Koeman's been searching for a formula. Obviously, the last few games, well, obviously the start with the 1-11 games Everton had won. And during that spell, he's made lots of changes to the team. Obviously, Yannick Bolasie was injured as well. He was a key part of that. So it was no surprise that the team looked fractured. They looked a little bit rudderless in the early stages of matches. They tried to find the feet in different systems with different personnel. And it looks as though he stumbled upon something against Arsenal. As Steve said, that the first 20 minutes was poor, but as they kind of grew into the game a little bit, those sort of link-ups, those patterns that you like to see from your team started to come to fruition a little bit. So hopefully those will be in place again and tonight. But I think, as Steve said there, I think the crowd have got a big role to play. It's been a little bit hesitant at times at Goodison Park this season, but I think that in part is down to the style of football Everton have been playing. Whereas Liverpool, I can imagine you'd go and you'd be out your seat straight away with the thrill and football that they play. Everton have been quite passive, quite slow in the way they go about things. And immediately when you go to the game, then you just sit back in your seat and relax. Whereas if you see your team up and at it, putting tackles in on the front foot all the time, you tend to get behind them that little bit more. So hopefully that's where Everton start the game.
Do you enjoy a job at Derby, Steve?
when we win. It's one of those things I always feel with Liverpool is that I almost feel like we're expected to win. I think most people at Liverpool are usually expected to win games against Everton. So
what? Just because of the recent record as well?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Is it 1-9 or something for Everton? Or something
1-19.
Oh, I think I'm selling the short. We're going to batter you then. But does
that mean anything? Do you think?
I think it does. I think it does. Especially when MJ was talking about the crowd. I think if Liverpool get on top and maybe a win in 1 or 2-0, I think that Everton fans might be like, here we go again. Because sometimes we're like that with certain teams. I used to feel, back in the day, I used to think Chelsea used to give us a game all the time and they'd go ahead with Drogba and stuff and I think, oh, we're due a pace in here. And I'd like to think that, if Liverpool do start well and get maybe go ahead, you can open up these old wounds kind of thing and that's what I'd be hoping for. But enjoy is a difficult word, isn't it? You enjoy it after the game for 90 minutes. You're on the edge of the seat. Unless it's the last one when we battled them 4-0. I enjoyed that after about 20 minutes. That was fine.
That wasn't even a contest, that one, was it? But Liverpool should have won. I can't believe that was only 4-0 that night. Someone mentioned that to me the other day. But anyway, let's not readdress that. But I think Ronald Koeman's influence could be important for Everton because I agree with what Steve's saying there about the mentality. And I think Everton in the past, when you look at managers like David Moyes and Roberto Martinez, those games were like the pinnacle of their careers, and they tended to get quite swept up in the emotion of it all, talking pre-match. And I think you could see that with some of Everton's performances and how they approached the game. They were a little bit reckless. They struggled to keep their heads. And I think that's what Liverpool have done a lot better than Everton in derby games in recent years. They've kept composed under pressure. They've managed to see out tough spells in the game without getting men sent off or doing anything reckless. And I think someone like Koeman, who has played at the peak of the game and he's been in some of the biggest games in Holland, biggest games in Spain, he might be looking at this thinking, it's only a Merseyside derby. And I think that kind of mentality and that kind of making it, you know, like I said at the start of the show, any other game, I think that's something that could help Everton, because in the past they've got a little bit too wound up, lost their heads a little bit, and that's conspired to their own downfall in a way.
You say swept up in the emotion, but the derby's a different game now, isn't it? Because your long-term servants like Ozzy aren't playing anymore. Your Gerrards have left the football club. There's a different group of players. Who do you think is going to be emotionally charged in each team for this derby tonight? Who would perhaps understand the derby more than the others? We'll start with you, Steve. Who in the Liverpool side?
Yeah, there's very much a lack of scousers in the derby this year, isn't there? I mean, Ross Barkley might play and Leighton Baines probably definitely will play, but in terms of Liverpool, we're not going to have anyone. So it's going to fall on the likes of James Milner probably and Jordan Henderson, who you'd consider the leaders in the team to understand, you know, what the derby means.
But they're not going to play it like a Steven Gerrard played it, are they? Or a Jamie Carragher?
Do you think Henderson will try to do that? I think that's something he tries. He's the rallying presence, isn't he? I think in that Liverpool team. And I agree with Steve. I think he's going to be the one that's going to try and become this talismanic figure that Liverpool have had in these games in the past.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, listen, I always want local lads in the team, but I think you mentioned before, you know, Steven Gerrard, sometimes he would lose his head in derbies, and stuff. Jamie Carragher really did, but Gerrard sometimes did.
Yeah.
And I agree with what MJ said before. You know, I think our manager's the same. They're not treating it as like the be-all and end-all, as sometimes we all do. And maybe if the players on the pitch treat it the same way and treat it like a football game, then Liverpool should win because they've got better players, really, they have. But if you do get swept up, you know, like Arsenal the other day, the crowd really affected Arsenal, I thought, and the atmosphere, and Arsenal look shy and they look like they weren't up for the fight. I'd expect Liverpool to not be as intimidated, I'd like to think, anyway. I think we've got strong characters in the team, albeit they're not from Liverpool and they're not, you know, the derby isn't everything to them like it is to a lot of people, a lot of fans especially. I think that might help us in the long run, actually. At least for 90 minutes, anyway.
So Ross Barkley and Leighton Baines, as Steve mentioned, are they players that are going to be fully sort of... Leighton's one who keep his head, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's not someone you look to in these games to say he's going to set an example and galvanise the team. He's always been somebody who's been... I always felt as though Baines is somebody who's shied away from taking on that responsibility. I think there's been times when he's been offered to be the captain of Everton and he's not taking it. There's a time under Roberto Martinez when he didn't want to take penalties anymore. He's relinquished some of his set-piece duties. I think Ross Barkley, it's going to be really interesting to see how he does tonight. Obviously, he's had a really up-and-down season, been in and out the side. But against Arsenal last week, he was back on it again. He looked confident. He looked like he had that swagger back. And I think there's been a few derby games he's been involved in now. And those are the 3-3 game where he had a really good match on that day. I remember he played pretty well. But apart from that, he's not really shown up in these matches. And I think as a local lad, there's somebody who's going to, you know, I think Evertonians going to be looking to him to set the tempo for Everton in there, in that crucial area of the pitch, like I said before.
What do different results mean to both sides? So an Everton win tonight really does hurt Liverpool an awful lot, doesn't it, in terms of Liverpool's chase for Chelsea, who are flying away at the moment, Steve?
Yeah, we need to win, not only because it's a derby, but just to keep pace with Chelsea there, I have to say. Is it they're going to win 11 on the bounce? They've got Bournemouth next week, and they're probably going to win that. And then they've got, I think it's Stoke, and they'll probably win that as well. So all we can do at this moment, I was saying, we should treat it like Man City treated us in 13-14, where we were flying away with it, but Man City just kept plugging away, and then, you know, one mistake from us, and they capitalised, and that's what we need to do. Whether we can, and whether they do, you know, mess it up, it's a different story. But if they do, we need to be there to capitalise.
And Everton are still trying to convince the fans, aren't they, that basically they have turned a corner?
Well, Everton are ninth in the table now. So that in itself is, you know, Everton need 3 points, regardless if they're playing Liverpool or if they're playing anybody else. So you want to be, I think Everton go up to seventh place if they win tonight. So getting those 3 points and getting up into the top seven, which I think a lot of fans would have taken early in, under a new manager on Christmas Day, being seventh in the league, I think that would have been a good barometer for Everton. So that's the most important for me, just getting those 3 points on the board and going into this tough run of fixtures and this convoluted spell of the calendar with a positive outlook.
Any worries about team selection for either side? For the Blues tonight, Funes Mori, is that a worry at all?
Yeah, big worry, yeah. Huge. I think we talk about getting swept up on the occasion. We've seen him do exactly that at Anfield. Terrible tackle, then act like an idiot afterwards. And while one of the reasons that Roberto Martinez said he signed Mori was because he's got experience of the Super Classico, River Plate versus Boca Juniors, he's someone who doesn't look like he's capable of keeping his head under these pressure occasions. So, it's in fairness to him,
you don't get sent off in the Super Classico.
in fairness to him, he played pretty well in the Goodison Derby last year. But I feel as though his form has regressed slightly since then. So he's a huge worry for Everton. And while Jagielka hasn't been on form this season, I would have preferred someone like him who's got that experience, a little bit more composed in these sorts of games at the back of Ashley Williams.
And for Liverpool, Steve, I think the team probably picks itself. But is there anyone in there who you're glad to see in, or anyone who you might switch around? I'm presuming you're looking at, say, a Mignolet, probably a Klein, Matip, Lovren, Milner. Wijnaldum, Henderson, Lallana, Mane, Origi will play him, Firmino. I presume it's something like that. So would that be a team that would suit you? Oh, have we lost you, Steve? He's gone.
You got me back, sorry.
Ah, there we go. You're back again. Yeah, team selection. Is there anyone in the side tonight that you think... are you happy with the 11? It's going to be a pretty obvious start in 11.
Yeah, I heard what you said there. It is what it is. It's the best team we can put out, isn't it, with the injuries and stuff we've got. Listen, I'm never ever fully convinced by Mignolet, and I think Dejan Lovren sometimes has got the ability to do something really stupid as well, or the inability to not do it. But other than that, I'm fine. I don't worry in terms of people losing their heads. I've got no worries about that. I think the only one who sometimes I think might do that is Emre Can, but he's not going to start anyway, so I'm fine with our team. Yeah, and if we play how we play, I'd be confident that we can definitely get a result. And I say, if Funes Mori wants to, you know, get sent off again, that'll help me. I'll be fine with that.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff. Radio City Talk.